Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody's in the fight of your life right now. Lashay Knox, tell them how to win.
This is how I win my battle.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made.
What can't you do, Jesus? Let's go!
Somebody said, name.
Yes, 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 yes. We're going to celebrate the Most High God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Your Fix is Six. And I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. And yes, we are celebrating today. Tonight's show is dedicated to Jesus. I am in a celebrating mood because he is the Most High God. He is my comforter. He is my keeper. He is my way maker. He's my strength. He's my everything. Amen. He is our Emmanuel. He is Christ, Lord. Master, amen, Son of God, Son of Man, amen, hallelujah. He deserves all the praise, amen, hallelujah. And I just feel like praising him. I don't know about you, but I'm just in a praising mood. And I just think, if you're with me tonight, clap your hands, stomp your feet, give Jesus a praise, because he deserves a praise. Not because if he gave you something, not because he did something for you, but because he is the Most High God. Amen. He is Jesus. He is our Emmanuel. He is the truth. He is the way. He is the light. He deserves our praise. Hallelujah.
Without further ado, history has repeated itself again, and we want everybody to know, every demon in hell, around hell, we want them to know that we're coming out again. And brothers and sisters, I am proud to present for the second time our presiding Bishop Paul Martin and our wonderful international fellowship choir. Let's praise God for them as they come. Let's praise God for our choir as they come. And our praise singers. Come on, everybody, let's praise God for them.
Won't you stand to your feet, everybody? And let's offer up God some praise. In here, come on, let's hear your praise. The one of the Lord declares in Psalms 47:1, clap your hands, O ye people, and shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph, because the Lord our God is awesome. He reigns as Lord. He reigns as King. Oh, come on, let me hear your praise. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Put your hands together. Everybody, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Put your hands together. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Everybody, come on, come on. We came to praise him. God deserves the glory. He inhabits the very praises of his people. Come on, stand to Christ and out them. Clap your hands.
Come to the Lord.
Come to the Lord.
Come to the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give it to him. Give it to him, give it to him, and we're going to give him a prayer right now. We're going to open up our show with prayer, but believe me, the celebration is not over, because the day we are celebrating Jesus, it is about him, and it don't need to be no special day. It's just because he is special in our lives. Father, thank you for your sunshine. Thank you for your rays of joy. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your keeping power. Thank you, Father, for loving on us enough to keep us another day, to give us breath, to give us strength to walk and see, God. Give us eyes to see, ears to hear, Lord. Thank you. And Father, search us. And if there's anything in us that's not like you, we give you permission today to remove it, destroy it, tear it apart, set it afire, oil it down for it to never return again, to have no place in our lives. It will have no place in our minds. And if there's anything that we've done, said, that was unpleasing to you, please, please forgive us. We come confessing our sins to you. Each person know their personal sin. We bring them unto you, Father, to your feet, to the altar, asking you for forgiveness another day. Drop some more blood on us. Purify us, God. There's a new day, and it's a new way, and it's Jesus' way. And we thank you in advance for whatever you're going to do and for whatever we have to go through. We love you, we adore you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, we've said these things. Amen, amen. He is the word, y'all. He is Jesus of Nazareth, Lamb of God, the Messiah. He is the way, the truth, and the light. He is our good shepherd. He is the light of the world. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. How many agree with me on those things? Amen. If you don't, amen. If you do, amen. Amen. Gabriel told Mary to call her son Jesus, which means God saves. Throughout the Bible, we are also told of Jesus many other names. Amen. Hallelujah. He has many other names, and he has many, many, many other powers. Amen. And I'm using Jesus' name and celebration today because somebody is worrying. Somebody is going through something. Somebody needs to know that Jesus is always around you. Amen. We got word today. Our show going to be a little different today. It ain't going to be like it's always been on Monday nights. But for that individual or those individuals that are worrying or something that seems to be beating you down, something seems to be just tormenting your mind and seems like it's just crushing the breath out of you, Jesus says, don't worry, because I am all around you like a cocoon of light. My presence with you is a promise. Independent of your awareness of me. Many things can block this awareness, but the major corporate is worrying. My children, my child, my brother, my sister, hallelujah. We tend to accept worry as an incapable fact of life. But however, worry is a form of unbelief. It is a netma. It is the opposite of Jesus, in other words. Who is in charge of your life? That's a question. Who is in charge of your life? Who is in charge of your life? Because if it is you, then you have good reason to worry. But since I, Jesus, am in charge, worry is both unnecessary and counterproductive. When you start to feel anxious about something, relinquish the situation to me. Back off it a bit. Redirect your focus to me. I will either take care of the problem myself or show you how to handle it. Handle it. Amen. Glory to his name. In this world, you will have problems, but you need not lose sight of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, in the book of Luke chapter 12, verse 22 through 31, then Jesus said to the disciples, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his or her life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the lilies grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it, but seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Hallelujah. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. And that's Bible, amen. John 16:33. God is telling us we don't have to worry. He's in charge of all things. He's in charge of everything. Hallelujah. And I know a lot of times it just seems like we just not going to get it. It's just little too much. It is just too barren. Oh, my God, Jesus, help me. Oh, Lord, and you've called on the right name. That's the first step, calling on his name. But when you call on his name, do you believe he can fix the situation? Do you believe that he will solve the situation? Or do you believe he will show you how to solve the situation? Because, you know, sometimes you just have to wait. Sometimes we just have to sit back. Because as we sit back, we begin to meditate on Jesus. We begin to talk to Jesus on the inward side. That spirit man starts to cry out. That spirit man starts to talk to Jesus. When people are just thinking you sitting there staring off into space and daydream, your spirit man begins to talk to Jesus. Truly connected, guess what begins to happen? He begins to show you that I'm already working it out. He begins to show you the direction to go in. He begins to show you the steps to take for us to get through whatever the situation may be. Amen. Glory to his name. There's something about that name. There's something about his name. Amen. How many know that there's something about his name? Oh, yes, I said the show is going to be different tonight, and we have scripture, and we have Bible, but listen, I want all of us to get back to celebrating Christ, not for no specific reason. It don't have to be Easter, it don't have to be Christmas, it don't have to be Mother's Day, it don't have to be Father's Day, but every day he wakes us up. Every day he gives us breath. Every day he gives our limbs the ability to move, to touch, to taste, to smell, to hug your babies, to hug your mother, to hug your grandbabies, to love somebody, to give someone a gift of Christ within in us. That gift that's in us, that gift of light, that gift of healing, that gift of deliverance, that gift of trust lives in us. That gift of rebuke, that power of rebuke, that power of fighting, the Lord is in us. I said it earlier, this show is going to be different, and I said it earlier, there's something about that name.
You need to know that there is something about the name Jesus. It's the sweetest name I know. You know, if you put the name Jesus in your mouth, it's better than a credit card in your pocket.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all.
there's something, yeah, yeah.
Something about the name Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name, my Lord.
Sing it again for me, that.
enough to keep me up. But when I get home this evening, he's gonna be sweet enough to lay me down. Oh, something, y'all, yeah, yeah.
Something about the name Jesus. Something about the name Jesus.
Ain't that the sweetest name?
It's the sweetest name.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, it's nothing, you just ask yourself this. Have you ever been to a place, or have you ever in your life saved, unsaved, backsliding, restored, leadership, apostle, bishop, whatever? Have you ever been in a place and nothing was wrong it was just normal? Every day, every evening, whatever it may have been. But have you ever got to a place where you were just sitting somewhere, or you were just doing whatever you was doing, washing dishes, playing with the kids, whatever it may have been, and you hear in that soft, subtle voice, "Don't forget about me." You know, we always ask Jesus, "Lord, don't forget about me. Whatever you're doing in this season, don't forget about me." But how many of us forget about Jesus? It's just something to think about. It's not no big arena of things. It's just sometimes we have to come back and remember who was there for us. We have to remember who guided us, who walked with us, who cried with us, who embraced us, who kept their promises to us, who loved us when nobody else was there, who keeps loving and keeps caring for us. We have to remember the Almighty One, who is and who was and who is to come. We have to remember the Almighty One. We have to remember the Alpha and the Omega. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first, the last, and the beginning, and the in. We have to remember the advocate. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin, but if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Hallelujah. We have to remember him. Don't forget the author and perfect of our faith. Hallelujah. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. Let's not forget about me. Hallelujah. Let's not forget about the authority, because Jesus said all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. That's scripture. That's Bible. Amen. Glory to God. In the book of Matthew, chapter 28:18. Hallelujah. Let's not forget about the bread of life. Hallelujah. Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Hallelujah. 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 I mean, are we really hearing these things? Are we changing? Are we really hearing when Jesus says, "Don't forget about me"? Even when you're going through whatever you're going through, he don't say, "Don't forget about me" for just the sake of saying it. He first of all wants us to remember, "I got you." Second of all, "I know what you're going through." but you wouldn't have to go through it as deep as you're going through if you didn't forget about me. Because if you put me first, and you put me first in your thoughts, if you put me first in your prayer life, if you put me first when you get up early in the morning, if you seek me before you seek ESPN, if you seek me before you seek the Nellery, if you seek me before you seek that piece of cake, if you seek me before you seek that natural food, then you won't have to worry. Amen. Hallelujah. We just have to remember that we have to seek him because he is the bread of life, because then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. And whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Hallelujah. That's Jesus. Now, we got to remember, listen, when you hear the Holy Spirit, when you hear the word of God, when you hear Jesus say, don't forget about me. I ain't forgot. I got scripture for tonight. I still want, listen, this is a celebration unto Christ. I come to a place in my life where I realize that he needs to be celebrated more than I've celebrated him since I've been saved, more than I've celebrated him since I've known him, because I want to keep knowing him. I want to keep my relationship with him. I want to keep my bond in him. I want to keep my love for him and his love for me. I want to be able to hear him say, hey, don't forget about me. I want to be able to go to him and say, Lord, please don't forget about me. We got to remember it goes both ways. Hallelujah. Because when we lean on the Lord, he will never let us fall. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. This is our announcements. On Sunday morning at 9 a.m., you will be on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil. On Monday night at 6 p.m., your fix at 6 with Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. On Tuesday night, Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries, at 6 p.m. On Wednesday night, Weekly Word Workout with Lady T, Undisputed Truth Ministry, at 6 p.m. Also, don't forget about Friday night. Friday is Fresh Fire Friday, the blowing of the shofar. You get praise and you get worship songs. And Pastor Matthew McNeil also brings a refreshing word, Fresh Friday Fruit. You don't want to miss none of these days. We thank God for you, you and you. And if you like to be a blessing to the ministry, you may do so or sponsor. You can reach us. Our ministry phone number is 302-883-9799. Also, if you'd like to contact us, you can also reach us at mci2621@yahoo.com. For all prayer requests, you can dial 302-883-9799, text or call, or use our email address. We thank God for you, you and you. May you have a blessed and wonderful day. God bless you all. Jesus loves you, and so do we.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We want to thank First Lady of MCI Ministry Radio, First Lady of MCI Church Ministries, First Lady of the Gospel, the one and only Dr. Carolyn McNeil, for taking the time to put together our announcements, amen, and all the other great things that she does in the ministry, amen, glory to God. We're going to continue our celebration on Jesus, amen. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. I hope you're enjoying the refreshing of the spirit. I hope you're enjoying the shaking of the spirit. I hope you're enjoying the greatness of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is our Savior, who is our chief cornerstone, our deliverer, our faithful and true King of Kings, our good shepherd, amen. We're going to talk about Jesus. I'm not going to forget to go into the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Go with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 145, starting at verse 1. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we're going to talk about a life of praise. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When you have it, say amen. Glory to God. Because David is using a great example of how we should praise Jesus and how he participated in his praise unto Jesus. Amen. And we're going to, I know it's a beautiful day and everybody wants to get back out. And if you're out in your car, amen, glory to God. If you're in the gym on the treadmill, if you're just laying back with your feet up, kicking and relaxing, drinking a nice little smoothie, amen, and under your air conditioning, you're enjoying all the gifts that God has allowed you to have, you should be giving him praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will exalt thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Amen. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor, thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of the righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. And all thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endure throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raises up all those that be bowed down. Amen. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him. To all that call upon him in truth, he will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will be destroyed. Hallelujah. And my mouth shall speak the praises of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Hallelujah. What a wonderful praise. Wouldn't it be great to experience such a love and praise for God? See, this psalm not only expresses inelible feelings for God, but also it gives a clue about where such feelings come from. See, David could praise God as he did in verses 1 through 7. Amen. Because he experienced God as he did in verses 8 through 20. See what I'm saying? He only could praise God. Well, I don't say only, but he praised God that way because he experienced God that way. How do you experience Jesus in your life? How do you praise Jesus? Do you just praise him when you need something? Do you just praise him when you're going through something? And you just praise him when your spirit's still beat up and beat down? I'm not saying that's not a good time to praise him. Oh, but you need to praise him all the time. Because when we praise him all the time, we get familiar with praising him. When we worship him all the time, we get familiar with worshiping him. Amen. When we spend time with him, we get familiar of his voice. We get familiar with his presence. We get familiar with knowing he's around. We get familiar with him giving us instructions. We get familiar with his presence. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. How deep and rich and genuine is our love and our praise for God? Because likely is as deep and rich and genuine as your life with God. Oh, a distant relationship will breed shallow trust and shallow praise. A life lived up to its ears in God's will more likely develop the kind of relationship and praise this Psalms, this author expresses. Amen. If I may say it that way, hallelujah. Sometimes we have to reflect on our experience and of our experience of God, and we have to read, hallelujah, glory to God, his word with a mind to act on what it says. Amen. Because do we talk of him with our family and friends, Are we involved with a group of guys or women who study the Bible and pray together? Are we involved in our church in any meaningful ways until we experience life as God instructs, not as we want, not as we feel, not as we desire, but as God wants and as God instructs? Amen. We cannot expect to experience God as we desire, hallelujah, because we had to take a lesson from David, the great saint of God. Live a godly life to the hilt and experience a relationship with God that makes us want to shout his praise. We have to live a lifestyle. We have to live a way that makes us want to shout. Makes us want to shout his praise. Amen. This 66 has been dedicated to serving and celebrating Jesus and celebrating and wanting more of Jesus. Amen. We spoke earlier of him being the chief cornerstone, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Amen. Hallelujah. This is scripture I'm giving you. Amen. Glory to God. He is the deliverer. And to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus delivers us from the wrath to come. Not the wrath that we done passed, not the wrath that's before us, oh, but the wrath to come. He warns us and delivers us from the wrath. See, that's why one of the reasons it is so important to spend time with him. It is important to know his voice. It is important to hear when he say, hey, I haven't heard from you in a while. Hey, what have you done for me lately? Hey, do you have time for me? Oh, Lord, gracious God, he is faithful and true. I saw heaven standing open there. Before me was a white horse whose rider is called faithful and true. With justice, he judges and wages war. Hallelujah. The good shepherd, I am the good shepherd, down his life for the sheep. Whoo! Sometimes we got to remember when we say, I am the good shepherd of this flock. God has given me this flock. I have to be the good shepherd of. Are you willing to lay down your life for the flock? For that sheep. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. He is the great high priest. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Hallelujah. And remember this one. Because we got to remember, because a lot of times we say, I'm the head of this church. This is my church. This is my church. I made this church. I started this church. We got to remember that Jesus is the head of the church, and he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church. Remember, Jesus is the head of the church, and he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church. Hallelujah, the holy servant, and grant that your bond servants may speak your word with all confidence while you extend your hand to heal, and signs and wonders take place through the name of your holy servant Jesus. When you reach out to heal, you reach out to heal in Jesus' name. When you reach out to deliver, you reach out and deliver in Jesus' name. When you speak life in Jesus' name. When you're praying in Jesus' name. When you're calling down the angels, you're calling down the warriors to just help you fight through this thing that you might be going through, these things that the enemy is putting before you, these mountains and these deserts and these trials and these traps. You call down the heavenly fire angels, but you call them down in Jesus' name. I am Jesus, said them. Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Hallelujah. I was. Amen. I was. I am. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Jesus is good. We're going to pray and we're going to close. Please don't go no. We have a song. And remember that this is about Jesus. Your Fix is Six is about Jesus. Sunday morning service, MCI ministry, is about Jesus. Undisputed Ministries Tuesday and Wednesday, your weekday workout is about serving Jesus. It has nothing to do with me. The only thing it has to do with me is I am being used as a vessel. I am being put on assignment. I have to be obedient and do my assignment. You pastors and deacons and deaconesses and leaders that are not doing what God has called you to do, you are out of order. You have to get in place to do a work. God has not just raised us up and delivered us and kept us and empowered us and packed us with his blood for us to sit around and people to die around us. Glory to his name. His name is Jesus. And there's power in his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now. It is working season. We done got through the pandemic. We done got through the COVID. We done got through the mutant COVID. We done got through the storms. We done got through the rain. We done got through all this. Now, God has kept us and kept us to work. It is working season. Put your hand to the plow. And stop allowing people to die around us. Ah, glory to your name. I got the, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we dedicate this show to you. We dedicate this to you, saying to you that we will never, never want to be without you. We will never, ever do without you. We'll continuously to speak and believe and trust in you. We will walk with you and hope that you walk with us. We will praise your name daily. We will seek your face always. We will trust and believe in you. And anything that's not like you, we dispense of it right now out of our lives. Come, Holy Spirit, and have your way in these lives. Come and impact us, empower us, show us, open up our eyes to see just what you want us to see. Teach us to speak what you want us to speak. Impact these vessels, Lord. Shake us. Make a way. Revive us anew so we can do our assignments for you. So we can give you glory and we can give you honor and we can be your light. We can be what you called us to be. We can be who you called us to be, and we can be yours. We can be yours and proudly say that I am a servant of the Christ. I am a servant of Jesus Christ. I am a servant of the Most High God. I am the servant of the King of Kings. I am the servant of the Lord of Lords. Boldly say who I be in Jesus Christ, never fearing that name, never fearing anything and any opposition that comes before us, because we are yours, impacted and empowered by you. So we thank you for what you've already done. And we're thanking you for what you're going to do. Bless our children and bless our parents, bless our friends, bless our neighbors, bless our community, bless our grandkids, and bless our enemies, bless the foreign countries, bless the people that need you. Show us how to be used for you. And we will humble ourselves and be obedient. And we've said these things and meant them. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Hallelujah. Don't go nowhere. There's a song. Hallelujah, Jesus.
If I had the pleasure of bringing out Christ, this is just how I would do it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory.
Lift up your hands and tell him yes. Somebody needs to make that confession of faith tonight. Say it.
I will never be the same. Not after being with you.
Healing. I want you to say this. I came here sick, but when I leave, I'll be healed.
Granddaddy up these steps here.
Come on.
I'm changing.
You turn me around. Oh, you're playing in my
Have a good evening, and remember, in this season, we will never, ever again forget to praise Jesus. It's about our walk with Christ. It's about our talk with Christ. It's about us being like Christ. Have a good evening. This has been your Fix at Six, and I've been your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Until next time, good night, and God bless.